mostly trouble-free riots, 16 Amazon delivery trucks burned, brick piles appear on leftist protest routes. By Oliver J.J. Lane on May 1, 2024. A large group of Amazon delivery vans were totally destroyed during a night of traditional left-wing protests in Berlin, which is believed to possibly have been an act of arson, despite the conflagration police said was mostly trouble-free. While May 1 is now known worldwide for left-wing protests, in Germany things tend to get started the night before on Walpurgisnacht, an old religious festival for the 8th-century Anglo-Saxon missionary Saint Walpurgis, becoming synonymous with leftist violence. Berlin police deployed 3,100 officers overnight in Berlin, and despite some clashes and incidents of thrown eggs and stones, Die Welt notes the force said the five protests citywide were mostly trouble-free. Yet the night was not totally uneventful. And in Berlin, a group of 16 Amazon delivery vans were torched and totally destroyed. Newspaper Bild reports the initial police investigation indicates it was an act of arson, and that witnesses claim to have seen several masked perpetrators at the Amazon vans. Such fire attacks against an obvious symbol of the high-tech Western capitalist society would not be in any way unusual for the European hard left. As long reported, beyond attacks on Amazon itself, internet and telephone cables, railway signaling equipment, and power supply infrastructure are frequently targeted by the hard left. Protests naturally carried on into May Day, which, as previously noted, is another ancient European holiday which has been co-opted by leftists for their own purposes. In this case, following an 1889 meeting of the Marxist International Socialist Congress in Paris. The day of left-wing protest and violence has been going so long it too is now said to be a German tradition. In addition to the five protests registered overnight, a further 20 are taking place on Wednesday, leading to a deployment of over 5,000 police officers in the German capital, and including other emergency services there are 6,200 deployed in all, 2,400 from other cities. It was reported that in advance of the demonstrations beginning today, local residents reported to Berlin police that strategically placed piles of stones and roofing tiles were spotted along the planned route of some marches. The city's conservative mayor said he would not tolerate criminals throwing stones at police officers. He said, "When I hear there are deposits of stones and roof tiles in this city, then this is not a trivial offense. This is an act with a high probability of causing serious injury, or worse." A large protest over Gaza is expected on Wednesday evening and is due to pass through Berlin's multicultural, heavily left-leaning Neukölln district, which according to the Berliner Morgenpost police said had been chosen to attract as many pro-Palestinian demonstrators as possible. The paper notes the evening protest had traditionally attracted violence in the past. Before the protest started, officers read out the protest conditions, which stated that any statements that incite hatred, impair human dignity or are anti-Semitic, anti-Israel and glorify violence or terror would not be prohibited.